Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Placed in my spirit to talk to you about some of the things we've been covering in our premier. Oh, by the way, our student ministry, without any further ado, they say, you don't have to dismiss me. I know, I'm out of here. That's all right, you are dismissed. God has been speaking to my heart about this anniversary that we're about to celebrate, the 34th anniversary, even though it's perhaps not doctrinally, it's not doctrine, but how many know God sometimes will deal with you with numbers or symbols, call it the Rhema word, or that it's not, you're not making a doctrine out of it, because it could be for personal use, something God is speaking to you personally. But I know he's spoken to this house. Amen. And the 34th anniversary, what he showed me one morning in prayer was, it's not just 34, take 3 plus 4 and let it equal 7. I said, okay, 7. And he said, we're coming to the completion of something. We're coming to the end of something. By the time anniversary comes, we'll be entering into a new era of things. Okay? I speak to you prophetically. A new era. We're coming to the close of some things, just the gestation period, the revelation period. The processes are coming to an end. And a new era is beginning. In the anniversary. So I started looking at some things pertaining to Jubilee and what this year means, what 2026. So let me share a few things with you as we talk about what I've entitled Kingdom Alignment, the Spiritual Shift. There's a shift coming. Mm-hmm. And God has been preparing you. We don't always know exactly what God is doing. If you did, then you would be God. We don't know always, and it's a mystery to us many times. That's where faith comes in, where we are to trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, because some things may not look like they're in line with what you desire, but God already knows how to get you where he wants you to go. Okay, so the Gregorian year that we're in is 2026, the Gregorian calendar. But our Gregorian calendar overlaps two Hebrew calendar years. Now, if you know, the Hebrew calendar year starts in September. But as it relates to the Hebrew calendar year, and again, this is not doctrine. This is something God has shown me that is prophetic concerning this house. January 1st, 2026 through September the 12th, 2026 is the year in the Hebrew calendar of 5786. 5786. Beginning at sunset on September the 13th, 2026, begins the year 5787. And both these years bear significance to the vision of this house and what God is doing in this house. So since today is June 28th, we're currently in the year 5786 as it pertains to the Hebrew calendar. Somebody say 5786. Okay. Now, if you take those numbers, and I'm a numbers guy, if you take those numbers, number 5, 7, 8, 6, you'll find 5 is the number of grace, right? scripturally, it always is identifying grace. Seven is the number of spiritual perfection or completion. 57. Then you have eight, new beginnings. In the scripture, eight is new beginning. And then you have number six, which has to do with labor, responsibility, or stewardship. So let me just say it this way. There's a grace that is bringing something to a completion that is going to initiate a new beginning that will require of us a greater stewardship. Amen. God's getting ready to entrust you. And I like to say it this way all the time. If the vision God gives you doesn't frighten you, it ain't from God. If the vision you have, you can pitch pennies with it and do it, you know, just get it out your back pocket, then that didn't come from God. That may be nothing wrong with that, but that's not God's vision. God will always do something that's beyond your capability because it's Him doing it. So much is involved in those processes because He's training you, He's teaching you, He's showing you and introducing Himself to you. He's bringing you into intimacy with Him in the process. Just this past week, we were looking at why Israel never learned God's ways. The Israelites in the wilderness, they knew God's acts. They knew what God could do. You know, a drunk on the street, God bless him, but he can tell you, I know what God can do. They can tell you what God can do, but they don't know God's ways. See, it's imperative for us to know His ways. And when we looked at how that comes about, it's not just through study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. In other words, blow the dust off that Bible and open it up and read it and do some research. You don't have to be a scholar. Holy Spirit will help you. Amen. As a matter of fact, university degrees in that are wonderful. But that doesn't account in the kingdom. Now what? See, it's your gift that God gave to you. You were born with it. Now what school will do, it will refine it. That's a good thing. But it doesn't give you the gift. Holy Spirit, if you go to Holy Spirit school, Holy Spirit University, He will refine your gift too. And you won't be so intertwined with secular thinking. But I don't want to knock education because education is important. We don't want to be ignorant. Right? You know, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So learn. But understand, it's not that solical head knowledge. It's knowledge of the Spirit. He will show you of things you don't know about. You'll know things that are coming, and you say, well, watch what I tell you. And then, lo and behold, it happens. Where'd that come from? It didn't come from your education. It came from Holy Spirit, who will lead and guide you into all truth. That's real important. So we have grace, we have spiritual perfection, we have new beginnings, and we have stewardship or responsibility. Now, a season of grace, 5786, is a season of grace to speak God's word with wisdom and authority and bring His purposes into the earth through our stewardship. God has called you to be a steward. I've mentioned this in our prayer meetings, that what's happening in the mind of people, God is not just giving you a victory. He's giving or working into you a mindset of victory. So you don't just have an occasional victory here and there. No, your mind is changed to where now you are a walking victory. This is what It means when it says the word becomes flesh. You don't just have it here and there. You become that. Paul said we are living epistles. We are scripture. Someone sees your life, they should, whether they know scripture or not, they should see some scripture. That's why the word says you are the light of the world. The entrance of your word brings light. It's not just you shining, you know, because you greased up. No, it's light. It's an emanating. It's when you speak. And sometimes you don't even have to speak. It's the essence of who you are that enters a room, that lights it up. Because spirit dimension knows. So 5786 is a year to align our words with heaven's government. Remember, we are in the decade of pay, the mouth, right? P-E, the decade of pay. It started September of 2019, and it'll go through September of 2029, the decade of pay. So on the Hebrew calendar. So what does that mean? God is emphasizing something. The decade of pay, he's emphasizing. In other words, in essence, he's saying, be mindful of what comes out of your mouth. Be mindful that you align what you say with what I've said. And not what the world is saying. Because the world will have you living in fear. Apprehension, wavering, uncertainty, double-mindedness, afraid to move. God says, no, we are of another kingdom, another economy. So 5786 is the year to align our words with heaven's government. It's a season to decree and to establish kingdom order. It's a season to steward the assignment God has entrusted to you. Look at someone, tell them, stop putting it off. As your mouth speaks under the authority of God's grace, his purposes in this decade of pay, you will see they will manifest in the earth. In essence, you will have what you say.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.